McNair drops, looks, throws short. Eddie George makes the catch and is dropped just short of the 40-yard line. McNair takes the snap, rolls to his left, throws downfield. George has got it at the 46, spins forward, and dives for as much as he can. He does not have the first down. It'll be third down and one. McNair gives it to George running left. George 50, and George is taken down on a shoestring tackle by Demps at the 46 of the snap. Looks up, throws, it's caught. Mason, 42, 40, 35, and he runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line.
McNair gives George running left. George can't find anything, ducks forward as Hartwell takes him down back at the 35, 56 seconds to go. Now 55, it's still rolling.
McNair takes the snap. Looking, throws left side. It's caught by Kenny, and he's taken down immediately by Hartwell at the 29. McNair gives it to George, running left, and he is going to be dropped for a yard pickup, and the Ravens will take their last timeout. Now Jeff Fisher has a real decision to make, because this is going to be a 46-yard field goal. He hit a 45-yarder earlier on this end. This is from 46 out of the hold of Hentrick to give Tennessee the lead. Snap, set, Anderson's kick on the way. Good! Gary Anderson has unloaded from 46 yards away.
What a clutch kick.
Game over. The curse of the Ravens, nevermore. Final score, Titans 20, Ravens 17. Tennessee comes to Baltimore and gets it done again.